Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 24th, 2021, and this is episode number 137 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're new to the podcast, you need to know that my goal, the reason that I record these episodes every day, is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation, maybe even to stir the pot sometimes. I want you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. Yesterday, we kicked off a week of talking about how architects and architecture can be more accessible to more people. The question we started with was, what can architects do to engage with people that might not think first about hiring an architect? As expected, there were a variety of opinions on this topic. They pretty much span from the AIA should be doing more, at least in the United States, to I've given presentations at the library. Like I said yesterday, I think architects really do need to think differently, and each individual architect needs to take on a much greater role in reaching out to the public. Why would we expect that doing the same thing that we've been doing more or less for 164 years will yield any different results, especially as the world around us changes and evolves more and more rapidly every day? I think that's also a great segue to today's topic, by the way. I'll get to that in a minute, but if you didn't get a chance to join us in this discussion yesterday, or maybe you just want to dig deeper into this topic and hear what other architects had to say, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 136. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I still encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a worldwide community of architects and a supportive community at that, and it's a wonderful thing. If this sounds intriguing to you, but you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple, and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group, and then think about adding to these live conversations that we have every day. Now, today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue talking about making architecture more accessible. So today's question is, how do architects need to think differently or work differently in order to work on smaller projects? If we're talking about serving someone other than the 1% or even the top 80 to 90% of income earners, we're probably talking about working on smaller projects. If you've been around the business of architecture for any amount of time, you are probably well aware of the fact that doing 5 projects that total $50,000 in fees is a lot different than working on 1 project with a $50,000 fee. But what if the construction budget is $10,000? That's $50,000 divided by 5 projects. What if it's less than that? How can you sustain a firm working on projects with budgets that small? That may be the question when it comes to engaging with more clients on more projects. So how are you going to do that? What do you need to do differently to build and sustain a firm that has a pipeline based on small projects? I've got a few ideas, and they all start with radically different business models than what traditional firms operate. But I really want to know what you think. What ideas do you have? I really think this conversation is the key to the future of small firms, if not the profession itself. Join me this morning at 9 a.m. on the Clubhouse app or this afternoon in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group for our Context and Clarity conversation. And let's see what everyone else thinks the answer is. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns, what's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay. We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glenn Gary. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.